This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The owners of the Regency Mall and developers of the projects surrounding it have decided to change the name of the mall. The shopping center is now branded as the Pritchard Park Mall. Built in 1975 and severely reduced in size in recent years, the mall was partly demolished to make way for a Woodman's, apartments, and other non-enclosed retail areas. The Pritchard Park Mall directory lists 15 businesses inside. Power went out for thousands in Racine last night after a car hit a pole near 21st and Lathrop. We're working on learning more about any possible injuries. We Energy has got mostly everyone reconnected early this morning. Waukesha will hold a remembrance ceremony tomorrow to dedicate the last piece of the Christmas Parade Memorial at Greedy Park. The sculpture called Holding Love was made by artist Carmen De La Paz to honor the six lives lost in the 2021 attack. The city of Racine is calling on community members to step up and serve on some boards. Specifically, they're looking for folks to serve on the Business Improvement District boards. There are openings in the downtown, uptown, and Douglas Avenue districts, and the city wants people and business owners to apply before December 8th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get set for a border battle on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Green Bay's offense has been struggling as of late, and it doesn't get any easier when the Packers take on the Vikings' tough defense this Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Brian does a hell of a job, as good as anybody. It just, when you game plan for him, I mean, it takes a lot longer than your typical game plan just because of all the different looks that he presents. It is a real, real challenge.
When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur on taking on the challenge of the NFC North.
Every week, somebody that is perceived shouldn't win ends up winning the game. So I think it's a great lesson for all of us involved in this thing is like, you can't rest for 1 second. And it's not just every game, it's every single moment when you're on the field. Every play is so critical because the margins are, in my opinion, as slim as I can ever remember it.
Kickoff Sunday is at noon at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Bucks take on the 76ers at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a groin injury. Here's Coach Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
Giannis is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. Tip-off against Philadelphia is at 7 p.m. Today is the first day of the state high school football championships with Division 7 through 4 in action. Three of the four games today match up undefeated teams. Tomorrow, it'll be Divisions 3 through 1. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find the pairings, stats updates, and broadcast information at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool. We're going to drop into the upper 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.